From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 additional U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help with logistics, and provide advice at the brigade and battalion headquarters level.
This is on top of what we're already doing, which is providing air power, command and control, other fires, training, sustainment, logistics. The very important, by we here now, I mean the United States, but also our coalition partners.
Carter also announced Monday increased funding for Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. He had traveled to Iraq to talk with U.S. commanders and Iraqi leaders. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider the fate of as many as 4 million undocumented immigrants Monday. The justices will hear opening arguments in a case involving the legality of President Barack Obama's executive actions on immigration. The lawsuit in U.S. versus Texas asks the court to consider whether the president's 2014 executive actions, deferring deportations for some undocumented immigrants, are within the government's authority or whether they exceed his constitutional authority. Brazil is awaiting the next step in the impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. In 6 hours of raucous voting Sunday, Brazil's lower house of Congress, the Chamber of Deputies, voted overwhelmingly to start the impeachment process. The Senate could vote in early May to proceed with impeachment against Ms. Rousseff. This is VOA News.